This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Pallavi, and I welcome you all to another podcast by Biotechnica. I'm very enthusiastic for today's podcast. Aren't you wondering what's new in the store today? Well, to calm mine as well as your excitement, let me break it to you. Today's discussion is about yet another form of matter that has been discovered by physicists. Before I tell you what is that, let us first see what is matter and also how many states of matter do you already know? Matter is the stuff of the universe, like the atoms, molecules and ions that make up all physical substances. In simplest words, we can say matter is anything that has mass and occupies space. That is what we have been studying since we were a kid. Now, solid, liquid and gas are the three physical states of matter that most of the people might be knowing. But that's not it. There are many more. You have the lesser known state plasma, which consists of highly charged particles with extremely high kinetic energy. Next is Bose-Einstein condensate. It's another state of matter that occurs very close to absolute zero, that is 0 Kelvin. Atoms begin to clump together at this extremely low temperature because the molecular motion almost ceases. Another one is quark-gluon plasma. This state of matter has the highest energy level. It resembles the condition just after the universe was created, with these building blocks of matter existing in a soup. Then there is degenerate matter also, which is the highly compressed state of matter which often exists in the cores of massive stars. The core's gas is super compressed, and the primary source of pressure is no longer thermal but quantum. And then you also have supersolids and superfluids. Now comes the time to reveal our newest form of matter, and that is excitonium, which is pretty exciting, just like the other new discoveries of matter has always been a very ecstatic moment for everyone. Almost 5 decades after it was first proposed, physicists have finally confirmed the existence of this new form of matter known as excitonium. Excitonium was first revealed by a team of researchers in 2017 at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Peter Epimonte, a professor of physics, and his graduate students Anshul Kaukar and Mindy Rack, with input from colleagues at Illinois, University of California, Berkeley and University of Amsterdam, have proven the existence of this enigmatic new form of matter, which has perplexed scientists since this is a discovery 50 years in the making. Yes, you heard it right. That's when excitonium was first theorized, that is 50 years ago. But proving its existence has been a bit tricky, because it looked remarkably like another kind of electron movement called Peirce phase. Basically, it's about how the electron moves around the nucleus. Thanks to new measurement techniques, excitonium's existence has been conclusively demonstrated. Professor Avamonte and his colleagues started working on a scattering technique about 9 years ago, with an aim to initially study high-temperature superconductors. But they weren't designing it to diagnose excitonium. In early 2015, through total serendipity, like all the great discoveries, they realized their work had the potential to prove the existence of a whole new kind of matter. So, now that we know it exists, next question that comes is, what exactly is excitonium? Excitonium is a condensate. It's a material where quantum mechanical properties are visible to the naked eyes, that is, macroscopic properties rather than microscopic, as one would expect for quantum system. Or we can say that it's a collection of condensate particles like superconductors or superfluids or insulating electronic crystal that exhibit quantum phenomena like superconductivity or superfluidity, but on a macroscopic scale. These particles that make up excitonium are naturally called as excitons. Excitons are now bosons, the category of particles that include the popular photon. To understand what exciton is, we need to take a step into solid state physics. Excitons are composite particles. A composite particle is made up of two or more elementary particles. But with excitons, it's actually not that simple. They are formed in a very strange quantum mechanical pairing. Let us start off first with a material where all the atoms are distributed in a nice little grid. Now, by removing an electron, it is possible to create a so-called electron hole located exactly where the electron was. This hole is a quasi-particle and not a real particle, but it behaves like one. The hole and the electron are oppositely charged. Hole is positively charged and the electron is negatively charged. So these opposite charges, they create a bound state between the two, with the electron orbiting the hole instead of falling back in. And this bound state is the building block of excitonium, that is the exciton. And while it might sound weird to us, this is good enough explanation for physics. So we can say excitons are made up of an electron which is seated at the edge of a valence bond created with electrons in a semiconductor that has jumped over the energy gap to a higher energy level, that is to an empty conduction, and the hole that electron left behind in the valence band. The other electrons in that crowded shell make the hole behave as though it were a particle with a positive charge, and the hole attracts the escaped electron back like it's coaxing a runaway dog with a treat. When the escaped electron with its negative charge pairs up with the hole it left behind, the two remarkably form a composite particle, that is a boson or an exciton. The exciton as whole has no net electrical charge, making it very difficult for excitons to be detected. Also, confirming the existence of the exciton has been difficult due to another albeit unrelated phenomenon known as Peirce phase. Now, this Peirce phase and exciton condensate, they share some observable characteristics like a super lattice and the opening of single particle energy gap. Even though they are completely unrelated, but the scientists have not had the experimental tools to positively distinguish whether what looked like excitonium wasn't in fact a Peirce phase. This is a reason why excitonium took 50 years to be discovered in real materials. Avimonte's group and colleagues from the University of Oxford and the University of Amsterdam were able to overcome the challenge by developing a new technique that allowed them to confirm that the observed phenomena was undeniably an electron. The technique is called momentum resolved electron energy loss spectroscopy. In short, it is written as MEELS, that can be used to monitor the momentum of the electrons with high precision. This technique is more sensitive to valence band excitations rather than inelastic X-ray or neutron scattering techniques. Anshul Kaugar, Avimonte's research fellow, retrofitted an EEL spectrometer which on its own could measure only the trajectory of an electron, giving how much energy and momentum it lost, with a nomiometer which allowed the team to measure very precisely an and electrons' momentum in real space. With this new technique and approach, for the first time, the team was able to measure collective excitations of the low-energy bosonic particles, the paired electrons and holes, regardless of their momentum. More specifically, the team witnessed the first ever observation of soft plasmon phase, that is, exciton condensation in any material that emerged as the material approached its critical temperature of 190 Kelvin, or you can say minus 83 degrees Celsius or minus 1117 Fahrenheit. This soft plasmon phase is an introconvertible evidence of exciton condensation in a three-dimensional solid and the first ever definitive evidence for the discovery and existence of excitonium. This result is of cosmic significance, confirmed the senior author Professor Abamonte. He further stated, ever since the term excitonium was coined in the 1960s by a Harvard theoretical physicist, Bert Halperin, physicists have sought to demonstrate its existence. He continued, since the 1970s, a lot many evidences have been published by various experimentalists for the existence of excitonium, but none of the findings were definitive proof and could equally have been explained by a conventional structural phase transition. Mindy Rack, another graduate working in the Abamonte laboratory, recalls the moment when she first understood the magnitude of these findings. She said she remembers Anshul being very excited about the results of their first measurements on TiSe2. They were standing in front of a whiteboard in the lab as he explained to her that they had just measured something that no one had ever seen before, a soft plasmon. She continued that this discovery generated such an excitement that it remained with them throughout the entire project. The work they did on TiSe2 allowed her to see the unique promise MEEL's technique holds for advancing the knowledge of the physical properties of materials and has motivated her to continue her research on TiSe2. Kogel also admits that the discovery of excitonium was serendipitous. The team had set out initially to test their new MEEL's technique on a non-doped crystal of a transition metal, dichalcogenide titanium diselenide, that was readily available, grown at Illinois by a former graduate student, Young Hill Joy. But he emphasizes, not coincidentally, excitonium was a major interest, even though discovering excitonium was not the original motivation of their research. Obviously, they could understand why it was this occurring on TiSe2, but they did know that whatever it is a very important result. And it kept on brewing on in their minds for a few years till they could address exactly this topic of the soft electronic mode. While other condensates have found applications in the world, it's too early to expect technology made of excitonium just yet. Before it was discovered, theorists have argued that it would act as superfluid, a perfect conductor, or an insulator based on some convincing arguments on all sides. But physicists are still not sure what excitonium can actually do and what its properties are. Excitonium is such an uncharted territory. If it does turn out to be a superfluid, it could be used to conduct electricity, momentum, and energy without any dissipation. On the other hand, if it is the exact opposite, that is, if it turns out to be an insulator, then it won't be able to carry an energy or any momentum. The nature of excitonium is right at the cutting edge of our understanding of physics. According to Professor Abamonte, the next step would be to figure out what exactly excitonium can do. But for now, it's too soon to speculate about its application. The best, or let's say most important thing to consider right now is the fact that we know excitonium exists. And it's one of those things that just ought to be there, you know. And it doesn't make sense that it wasn't. The team's findings are published in Journal Science in the article Signatures of Exciton Condensation in a Transition Metal Dichalcolite in December 8, 2017 issue. This understanding of the new material's fundamental research holds great promise for unlocking further puzzles and mysteries in quantum mechanics. After all, the understanding of quantum mechanics has been shaped through the study of microscopic quantum phenomena. Also, it could shed some light on other phenomena like on the metal insulator transition in band solids, in which exciton condensation is believed to play a part. Beyond that, possible technological applications of excitonium are purely speculative. Bottom line is that we have a new state of matter, and we just don't have 6 or 7 states, we have at least a dozen. And let's say they are just more out there. Some are unrevealed, some are only experimental, some are laboratory only, or extreme kinds of matter. With this, I sign off and wish you all a very good day.